It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, Riggins, I was right again. We were just having a discussion about karate and guns while Lindsay was in the turlet. And he said that he thinks that he passes by concealed carry class where they do the concealed carry license certification. And it's also a karate studio. And I said, well, that is so weird because karate means empty hand. Like you don't need a gun. You got karate.
Uh-huh.
And then I thought, well, does it really mean that? And then I looked it up and you know what?
It does.
It means it. Yeah.
Look at that. You know, and stuff.
Karate. It's my life.
Yeah. So that is odd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The double.
Yeah.
Place.
You know what else? A funny word that I like, not just karate, you know, if it's spoken in the native tongue,
mm-hmm.
It can be a story that is the most tragic murder story in the world. But every time they say that the weapon of choice was a machete, mm-hmm. I say machete.
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 Machete. Like, is that how you say it?
That's the way Alexis said it. She's, you know, El Salvadorian.
Machete.
Machete.
Yeah, they play some like game, like card game or dominoes or something, and it's called machete, isn't it? Isn't that what she was talking about?
Yeah, maybe. But I know Australia's been having a bunch of machete attacks on people.
Oh.
Yeah. So okay. They're doing bound to work. They're doing first of all, they've passed a law that you can't own a machete now. Even if you own land and property that you could actually be using a machete for its intended use, you can't have it because people are attacking others with it. And they're doing a machete, what do they call it? Immunity turn-in or buy-in. What do you call it?
Community
buyback or whatever.
Yeah.
But they have these big boxes where people can just go up and drop their machetes in it all over the place, not thinking that, okay, well, if it's somebody who is prone to want to murder somebody with a machete,
right?
All they're going to do is go steal the box.
Yeah.
You're like, I got all of these weapons now to choose from. It's my goal to kill somebody with each one of them.
Yeah. I got 100 machetes.
Exactly. Free.
Yeah, for free. Yeah. Machetes. Whole box of them.
Evidently, the Australians are stupid.
Yeah.
People who run the country, not the citizens.
Well.
People who run it.
Have you seen Bluey?
No, I haven't. Is that an Australian show, Bluey?
Yeah, and I've noticed more and more. The kids love it. And there was one episode recently that I saw where Bluey, the young child dog, is taking pictures. He got a new camera, taking pictures of his sister, Bingo's Bum Bum. So Brooks is running around the house acting like he's taking pictures of Delilah's Bum Bum. And I'm like, where'd you learn that? And he said, Bluey. And I watched it and I'm telling you, they're not going to watch it again. I'll say that. I mean, like, it's a boy taking a picture of a girl's bum bum.
Yeah, his sister.
His sister.
Is that Southern Australia or in the hills of Australia?
I mean, it's, I don't know, but.
But I thought Bluey was one of the few good ones that kids could watch now.
I thought so, too. I mean, and my kids love it. I don't know.
Something weird. That's weird. I don't know what they're.
It's weird, but I don't know. They're learning like you know, Peppa Pig has always been. Did your kids like Peppa Pig?
That was after my kids were older. My niece and nephew, the twins, Jody's sister's kids, they liked it a lot.
And normally, I don't think kids pick up on, like, I know when I watch shows, I didn't demonstrate what they were doing on the show. Maybe that was just me. But George, Peppa's brother, he's, you know, maybe like a year old, cries, whines all the time, wah, 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 during the whole show. So guess who does that now? Like, not as a joke, but when he's really upset, he'll be like, wah. I'm like, what is this coming from? He's like, it's from Peppa. George does it. And I'm like, what is wrong with you guys? Like, we can't watch anything. We can't have anything.
Yeah. And that's why my kids were never allowed to watch Caillou. I've told y'all that show Caillou that used to come on the PBS.
What was that about again?
It was just a little boy, and all he did was whine all the time. But mommy, I don't want to go to grandma's house.
No.
And before my kids could pick up on that, I'd said, we're not watching that anymore. That gets on my nerves.
It's smart because they'll start acting like that.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the difference between them and Caillou is? That Caillou's not going to get his little ass whooped.
Right. Right.
We're doing
Caillou it. Got away from it. Got away with it.
Yeah.
I tell Dang you it. What.
My kids would be in for a good whooping. Mm-hmm. I'd be in for.
Yeah.
But you don't let them watch that Miss Rachel, do you?
No, that was kind of after our time. I feel like they're a little too old for that. They wouldn't. No.
Yeah. She's dangerous.
Is she? I've never even seen it. What does she do?
She's full on, in my opinion, she's, all about, anti-Israel stuff.
Oh
yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, we don't.
And she's got new products or something, some new product. And I talked about this on my night show, when it happened, and somebody said, this is great. I hope you make $1 billion. And then she replied, well, thank you for the wishes, but I would never make that much money. I don't think anybody should have that much money, and you know, blah blah blah. So she's, you know, Marxist principles and stuff.
She's one of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. No, we don't. I think selfishly too. I didn't put it on just because I think she's annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen her. I just don't know what she does, but
yeah. That's how they start. They get into the minds of the young children.
Mm.
With their indoctrination.
We watch more hardcore things like Spider-Man, and he's three. He's like, let me watch the new Avengers. I'm like, where are you seeing that?
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
He could link up with Rob. It sounds like their entertainment choices overlap quite a bit.
It's scaring me. It's scaring me to death. Except the problem is he's three and Rob's almost 40.
Yeah.
Right. I think he even watched Bluey. Didn't he say he liked Bluey?
Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought there was an episode of Bluey that made him cry.
No, stop.
Not long ago. Yeah.
I think so.
I got to have a serious talk with that.
About Bluey moved, or the neighbor moved or something, and it was sad.
Bluey moved in one of them.
Yeah, I think that was it. Rob said it was sad.
Oh, my God. We got to intervene in his life. We need an intervention.
Of all four of us, Rob's probably the happiest. We can leave Rob alone. He's perfectly content with who he is.
That's true.
And what he does.
Yep.
Plus, yep. I don't have the energy.
It'd take too long.
Yeah, an intervention is hard.
Yeah, it's not fun.
You got to write those letters that you read to them, to their face.
I've already got one typed up. Just kidding.
Yeah, when they would do on that show Intervention, and they'd sit there with their, you know, their family, they'd make their family write out these letters and read directly to them instead of just telling them.
Yeah.
I write down everything. We want you to say it. Don't forget anything.
Yeah.
And Oprah used to do that with that big thank you too, didn't she?
Yeah.
And people would sit there and read a letter they had written.
It's more dramatic that way.
Yeah. It's like, have you your children beating on the door?
Can you hear that?
Let them see what they want.
No.
Is it both of them or just one of them? We're almost finished.
She's muted her mic.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working. Okay. That's what I heard. Okay.
Which one was it? The boy one or the girl? Oh, the boy.
He told me he pooped.
Oh, on himself or in the not in the potty yet?
No, we're doing it.
Oh, really?
We're doing it.
How could you not tell us that? That was a bad thing.
It's a new thing as of like yesterday. So I didn't want to. I didn't know if we were actually doing it or if it just happened like one time. But that's two.
Nice. Congratulations.
So, thank you. Awesome. So now I got to find something to give him because I've been like bribing him to do it. But it can't stop now. We got to keep going with it. So wow, looks like awesome. Today we'll be at home again and, you know.
All right. So you got to go wipe his butt then, don't you?
He said he did it. So the underwear got it, I'm sure. You know, I think I'm going to have to figure that out, but it's fine. It's fine. The other day he took off his underwear. He said, now, why is it in there too? I was like, well, did you wipe? He said, no. Got it.
Wipe what?
What are you talking about?
I mean, you didn't teach me that. You said poop. You didn't say wipe.
Well, what's funny is, you know, when they're learning to pee, obviously boys and girls pee is different. You know, we all know that. So he said, Daddy told me to shake. I said, okay, we gotta work. That's not for that.
Shake when you poop.
Daddy told me to shake. And he does a whole body shit, you know. Yeah. Bless his heart.
Yeah, let him have fun with it.
Yeah. Shaking all of
it. Shake it off, baby.
I've never cleaned so much pee in my life, though. Bless his heart. He has no aim. What are we doing here?
You need to put a scope on it.
So good idea. Aim, yeah. I'll try to put like Cheerios in the thing. He don't care. He's just all over, you know. Bless his heart.
Well, that's a big deal. Good.
It is. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. So we'll find out by the beginning of next week if it's still going.
All right. And then, you know, think of the money you're going to save.
I can't. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. Yes. Yeah.
You know, you probably got that spent on something else already.
Already. In the bag.
All right. Well, go clean him.
All right.
Bye.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is events. We'll be live more and more throughout 2025.
It keeps me connected to all my friends.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
It's hot, but you can stay cool while you sleep with a set of sheets from Cozy Earth. They're extremely high quality and so soft, and you save 41% when you go to tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.